Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
When the night has come and the land is dark and the moon is the only light we'll see.
Welcome back, 17 till the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for hanging out with us. Thanks for listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. We're glad you're here. Charles Whelan is our guest. Charles is the author of Naked Economics. We're talking about the economy and the different headwinds and things that are out there that you and I know about. And hopefully we'll get around to talking about some things that we can do about it. Charles, one of the things I wanted to ask you about is you know, the big deal right now is unemployment, isn't it? I know the deficits are a big deal, but the thing that's going to help cure the deficits is getting people back to work. And it seems to me we have two issues. We have the cyclical unemployment, which is a result of the recession and all the layoffs there. And then we have something that we've been dealing with this entire century so far, and that is what's called structural unemployment, the people who've lost their jobs and there's no job for them to go back to. What do you think about that?
Well, I think the big fear here is that cyclical unemployment, which is now more or less around 10%, starts to bleed over into structural unemployment, where you get people who give up, no longer willing to move to get a job, in which case those folks withdraw from the labor force. At that point, they're no longer considered unemployed. So if you stop looking for your job, you're not unemployed. But in our own minds, and based on what you've described, they still really are. So I think there's a serious long-term problem here if these people either lose the skills they need, lose their edge, lose their willingness to work, and we end up with a permanently higher structural unemployment problem.
Which is like they've had in Europe for the last several, actually for more than a generation.
Yeah, Europe's slowly, you know, for some good reasons, people opting to work less, but for a lot of bad reasons, youth being unable to find jobs, people leaving the workforce early because they've been replaced or they can't find a job, you do see these secular reductions in the overall workforce, and that would be a big problem, both for the people who no longer can work, but also just for the productive capacity of the economy.
One of the things I'm always trying to find, you know, a silver lining somewhere. And one of the things that I'm wondering, and I'd like to ask your thoughts on this, is it possible that now that it's become clear that the government, in my opinion, the government can do more damage to the economy than it can do to help the economy, that the best thing for the government to do is to stay out of the economy as much as they can, not be tinkering around with it like they have been for the last couple of years, including the Bush administration. But maybe the good news is that finally people in the marketplace, small business owners as well, will start to realize that we're in charge of our own future more than the government. In other words, we have to rely on ourselves for our own economy and quit thinking, what's the president, what's the government going to do to help the economy? What do you think?
Well, I think that's true. There are always some lessons in these things. Unfortunately, at the moment, one of the lessons that people learned that they needed to learn about 20 years ago on the consumer level is they learned they needed to save more. One of the things that's going on right now is that we're making a needed adjustment. Households are saving more than they used to. Our personal savings rate fell below zero briefly, which meant that we were spending not only everything that we earned and then some. That just can't go on. So households are saving more. Of course, that's money they're not spending at restaurants, stores, and so on. So one of the drags in the economy is that as households pay down debt, which they needed to do, as they save more, which they need to do, we're taking that hit. So I do agree that I think there are lessons coming out of these recessions. As far as the government not being able to help, there are kind of two issues. One is the government doing what it needs to do just to make a market economy work? And there's always going to be stuff there. We're always going to need infrastructure. We're always going to need human capital, those kinds of things. I don't think there's a huge dispute over that. The dispute comes, I think, more of what you were intimating, which is, all right, when we hit a bump in the road, is the government going to be there to pick us up? And for a long time, there was a consensus that we don't need to do anything there either because monetary policy will take care of it. The Federal Reserve will reduce interest rates. We'll borrow a little bit more, invest a little bit more, and everything will be fine. But now we're at a place where we've fallen over. We can't get up, to use that old Hackney cliche, And there are a fair bit of economists across the spectrum who do think we need a little bit of a stimulus here. They argue over whether it needs to be spending or tax cuts.
But Charles, think about this. I mean, the Fed has already bloated its balance sheet by putting a lot of liquidity into the economy. They're down to zero on interest rates, basically. So they got no more bullets there. They've got some other things they can do, but these are extreme examples. The government has stimulated the economy, attempted to stimulate the economy, and has created all these deficits and $1 trillion plus and more in the future. They're running out of bullets, Charles. It's going to come down, in my opinion. I think we're going to look around and say, you know what? If we're going to survive, we're going to have to bail ourselves out of this problem. We're going to have to just hunker down, which is, I think, is what we're doing. I think what I see businesses doing, the survey that we ask our visitors to the website and our newsletter subscribers, would you borrow more money if the government helped make it available? 80% plus, 84% said no. That's what you were talking about earlier. We're doing this. I just think we've got to have time. Time has to go by. For the steps that individuals and businesses are taking to help us get out of this situation we're in.
Well, there's no doubt that we have to bail it out. At the end of the day, an economy is just businesses doing what businesses do, people buying what they buy, and there will never, ever be any substitute for that. So I unequivocally agree on that end. And I also agree that the deficits and monetary policy where zero interest rates means we don't have any bullets. That's really what's scary about this place. Now, the question is, and with unemployment at 10%, I think you have to acknowledge the political reality here, which is that there's midterm elections coming up, and there's a lot of pressure on both Republicans and Democrats to do something. If you're one of those 10% unemployed, you may be a...
Charles, hold on to that thought, Charles. Tell us how we can find your book quickly with your website.
Just about everywhere, nakedeconomics.com.
All right, so check that out, folks. We're going to take a quick break right back with Charles Whelan after these messages. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me. Welcome back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you check it out when you get a chance. Lots of stuff there. Don't forget to take the poll question on the homepage. Don't forget to check out our newsletter. Subscribe to that, please. We'll send that to you every Sunday afternoon by email. Get you ready for the week ahead. And all the other things that are there at smallbusinessadvocate.com, including the past interviews with our good friend Charles Whelan, who's with us right now, the author of Naked Economics. Charles, we're talking about the economy and the different things. And, one of the things that we've been talking about is this uncertainty. And is there anything... Do you think that with the after the election, regardless of which way it goes, don't you think that something's going to happen with the economy that there's pent up demand can only be pent up so long? What do you think?
I'm hoping so. I mean, I think your point about uncertainty is really important. First of all, it's kind of like a tornado comes by and knocks down your house. If the tornado is gone, we can deal with the bad news, the bad developments. You're just going to start rebuilding. That's all the only choice you got. And when we get market disruptions like that, we do that. If the tornado hits your house and the weather forecaster says, well, there may be another one coming, we're not sure if there's another one coming, you're not going to go out and rebuild because you haven't got a clear signal about whether you're just going to get knocked down again. That's
exactly
pretty much
right.
Where we are, which is, it's people say, well, it's the bad news, the bad developments. It's not the bad news. We've had bad news for 1,000 years. It's the fact that we're not quite sure whether we're done with the bad news. So I think that one's really tough. And this
from an economic standpoint, I don't think that the American marketplace, the business owners of America, have had as contentious a relationship with a president since Carter.
I haven't seen it firsthand.
I'm not saying it's all deserved. I'm just saying his face and of course the words that come out of his mouth as well about the way he sees the economy, the way he thinks about business owners. When he talks about the marketplace, it makes small business owners, it makes business owners, it makes managers nervous in a way that I haven't seen.
It doesn't surprise me at all. I mean, I think that there has been a real dearth of positive, clear communication coming out of this administration about their economic view, their economic approach, and so on. I think that fans the uncertainty. I think some of the, to give them some credit, I think some of the uncertainty is that there just is no consensus about
right.
what needs to be done or not needs to be done. You, I think, asked about the midterm elections. My hope, and I fear this might be a little Pollyannish, is that the best thing that might happen, I say this as a Democrat, is that the Republicans will win one or both houses. My preference would be to see the Republicans win the Senate. That's a little bit more deliberative. The House always tends to be a little hot-headed no matter who is controlling it. And at that point, the two parties have no choice but to cooperate, because at that point they are both responsible for governance of the country, and that might put everybody on a page that's, if not on the same page, at least consistent.
Well, the main thing that we need right now, and you said it a minute ago, we need to know what's going to happen. We don't know about we don't know how much taxes are going to be in 2011. We don't know how much the health care bill is going to cost us. There's so many things that we don't know right now. Once we know, see the thing about small business owners, we don't want bad information. But the only thing worse than getting bad news is getting no news, having no information about what's going on. Once we know what the bill is going to be, once we know how much it's going to cost, we can deal with that.
Yeah, I think the corresponding economic problem here is that nobody knows how the market's going to handle this growing debt load that the country has taken on. So
yeah.
Can we continue to deficit spend? Well, we know we can't do it forever. Can we do it for 3 years, 5 years, 7 years? You know, one thing I tend to point out is that the real estate collapse has shown us, the financial collapse has shown us, that everything's just fine until it's not. And the
right.
question is, at what point does some investor somewhere with some significance wake up and say, you know what, this debt load in the U.S. is concerning me, at which point it's not an orderly change. It becomes
right.
a rapid disruption of the Treasury market, and that's a very, very bad day for your small business owners and everybody else.
Well, when we have the first failed auction for our Treasuries, like has happened in some other countries, that's when we got bad news.
Yeah, or you get a big jump, you get a 0.4, 0.5% jump in the interest rate they got to pay, and then suddenly that just changes everything.
Changes everything. Hey, Charles, give us your website again, please.
It is nakedeconomics.com.
Check it out, Charles Whelan, Whelan. Charles, thanks for being here. Good job today.
It was a pleasure. Good luck with your work.
We'll see you next time. Charles Whelan, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back. I will be, too, in the next hour. I'm Jim Blasingham, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you today, seek excellence, not perfection.
Stand by, sir.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.